Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Betty Jo Tucker already in the house. Hi, Betty Jo. Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Promos now. I'm going to open up the chat room. Anyone is welcome to join. Okay, so to chat. Almost New Year's Eve. Gosh, I hate to start even rewriting my check to 2015. It's too much.
Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
The man, the boy, the legend. Roger. We loved Roger so much. Yet, watching him there, pale, disgustingly sick, things on his face. Gee, Roger, you look gross.
They said him. Getting better, Ingrid.
They lied. I'm sorry, Roger. I didn't know how to break it to you, but you don't have long, Roger. Not only that, Roger, you have no friends. We took a poll to see who would come here. I lost. I'm here now, Roger, on a bet.
You're my wife, Ingrid. If you wouldn't come to visit me in the hospital in my last Thursday afternoon... would. Certainly not my daughter.
No, not your daughter.
The daughter I tried so hard to be a good father for, Ingrid.
That's right, Roger. She's off. She's becoming a punkette. She's getting her hair cut now in celebration of the insurance money to come. We'll all miss you, Roger, but not that much.
I couldn't help noticing that you were still seeing Bernard Louis, our insurance salesman, Ingrid.
Yes, and we've doubled your policy. It's great, Roger, the things that I will get after you go away. My benefits will increase. I'll be able to afford everything you never could buy me, Roger, and I want to thank you for that.
I tried to be a good husband, Ingrid. I tried to be a good father to that rotten brat. But now my time is short, Ingrid. I know that that bright white light is telling me to come hither. And soon I'll walk through that door we call life and death, and I'll be into the beyond.
And if you die by 7:45, I'll win the office pool, Roger. Do you think you could rush it a little?
Well, I'll try, honey. I didn't know they were placing bets on the actual time.
Yes.
Promise me something, Ingrid.
What? Anything, Roger. I will keep it.
Promise me if you do remarry to Bernard Louis that you won't let him... Goodbye.
Roger? 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 Come on. Roger, are you really dead? Are you playing a joke, Roger? Come on, Roger. Oh, Roger. Roger was gone. And we'll all miss him. Well, that's stretching a bit. But when Roger reaches that door, or if Roger reaches that door, there will be someone behind him waiting. Waiting and hoping. And hoping that Roger will never return. Goodbye, Roger. Good riddance. Let's scatter his ashes in the wind and hope it hits anywhere.
Yeah, huh. I am smaller than a piece of the dust. I am so fragile it should be illegal to touch. I can never grab a seat on the bus. I fall when it lurches and even when they leave it in clutch. But there's no reason to fuss because I got the freedom to be an individual human being, which is keeping me decently occupied with the choices that I make. You gotta stay on your toes and never be ungrateful to those who take on their own and shoulder responsibility. You got the power, choose your destiny. Never fear to be the leader in control of the band. You need to grab a hold of the stand. Keep them clapping, show your command. You can fall back, be three-dimensional. Play your position in this processional. Always stay professional. Life's got an ebb and flow, and you never know when it's your time. So remain prepared to go. Give it all you might.
Even though
Okay. That was Sosie, the Elemental Wizard. Check him out online. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. You can follow her. Get reminders. Well, this week she'll be having the top 10 films of 2014. Tomorrow, Movie Attic Headquarters, you want to check that out. And now, in the passing of one of my favorite comedians here,
here's Joan Rivers.
No, that was one. I'm so glad it's a good audience because I've been trying on. I didn't know it's the beginning of the week. Should I put on print? Should I put on pants? Should I put on longer? Do you like the dress? I have tried on everything in the world. Yeah, thank you very much. That's simple. It's simple. You know what I mean? I changed more times than Victoria Principal's age. I mean, I just. Oh, then again, I shouldn't make a joke about Victoria Principal, who is my best friend. Because women are allowed to lie about their age, especially when you get a little older. You know what? Because women, as you get older, people get very angry with you. You know, they don't like, the men don't go for you as much, you know what I mean? And yesterday I said to my husband, Edgar, women are like wine. The older we get, the better we become. He locked me in the closet. And, because you reach a certain age, you know what? How old are you?
69.
So what are you really, about 72? Because you look great. You look good for 69. Honestly, really 69? You're just saying that.
No, that's
it. It's where are you from?
Odessa, Texas.
Texas. Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Because Southern women see play court. That's my age. Southern women are so smart. They play cutesy, wootsy, wootsy till the day they die and the men go bananas. Okay, honey. Northern women. No, it's true. I guess if I walk around and say, that's my age, they go, okay. I am so old. Ugh. The band leader at my wedding was Nero. I mean, and I'm still trying to have sex. Do you have a good sex life still?
No,
you're so lucky. What's your name? What's your name?
Seal Valentine.
Seal Valentine? Seal, my sex life, may I tell you, Seal. And I put mirrors up over the bed, but I'm getting so old, I may have to be bifocals. My age now. I have a copy of the Ten Commandments. It's signed. A mixed drink to me is geritol and prune juice. That is recent. And then, you know what someone said? To keep looking young, exercise. But, how do you exercise? Okay, I'm just curious to know. I hate it. You like to do it? Oh, I hate to exercise. Oh, the only time my body moves is when I'm holding a vibrator. I hate it. Go do Jane Fonda. She'll whip you into shape. The only man that's gonna whip me into shape is Indiana Jones. I'll tell you right. Not that he would like me. I have no sex appeal. Oh, please, Mrs. Valentine. Last night I said to my husband, Edgar, would you call me an attractive woman? He said, call your own. That's why. And she came over. She was nice looking. She's my best friend. No. But the thing is, that's why you're exercising, the body looks good and everything. Get the gifts now. Get the gifts while the body is firm. Oh, no, once the body starts going like that, my thighs, flabby flap, thank God my stomach covers them. But am I fine? Get gifts and get explicit gifts. You know what I'm saying? Don't be coy. Don't say, I would like what you give me. Tell him what you want. No, this is very important. A friend of mine, she wanted a diamond, so she was too, stupid to say, I want a diamond. What she said was, give me something that I'll have forever. He gave her herpes. Because attitudes change. How long are you married?
50 years.
50 years? That's great. Is it working out? Is it working out, do you think? Wouldn't that be funny if you said, no, the hell with him, I'm getting a divorce. I'm married 18 years, and let me tell you, things have changed. When you first get married, they open the car door for you. 18 years now, once he opened the car door for me in the last 4 years, we were on the freeway at the time. No, it changed. changes. It changes. In the old days, he used to take me out to dinner. Last night, I said, I'd like to go out to dinner. He kicked my dish on the porch. Do you know why it changes? It goes back again to sex appeal, and it goes back to bazoomos. I have no, I have no boobies. And you forget, you know. And then today I was all undressed, and I was in the dressing room. That's why you still would be undressed in the hall. I was undressed in the dressing room, and Peggy Lee walked in and saw my chest and said, "Is that all there is?" She's going to be on the show tonight. Isn't that exciting? But we have a wonderful show for you tonight. We have a fabulous show. We have David Brenner, who is my good friend. We have Peggy Lee, who looks a lot better than me. And Jamie Farr. So please, stay tuned. We'll be right back. You look great. And it's nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Guest host version of our show here.
Thank you. And 50 years married. That kills me.
Isn't that something?
Wonderful. She'll have another 50 happy years and then have a big fight. You know what
I mean? I like all of mine laid end to end to make up to 50. That would be nice.
It could be almost.
It's possible. Yes.
And when you look back, you come out on the stage, you look back, you think, I never thought I'd be standing here talking to you and like that. That's... My first job was 21 years ago. I was trying to get in the business.
Really?
Yeah, and I was a waitress. I never thought I'd be on. I thought I was going to be on the stage. I thought I'd be on it like this. You know what I mean?
Were you a good waitress?
Well, it was a lousy place. It was International Lean-To of Pancakes, like a little tiny place. And I was trying to do. Lily Tomlin and I both were waitresses, and we would do jokes. You know what I mean? Somebody would say things like, you know, what comes with the apple pie, and we go flies. And the people are like, and they would leave. What was your first job?
Actually, my first job, I worked on in a service station in Arlington, Oregon, fixing truck tires for wheat trucks. And there are nights you get out on a stage in Vegas, and, you know, the audience is kind of staring back at you, and you think, I could be in Arlington changing truck tires in 115-degree heat.
So I'd much rather be here.
Oh, by all means.
Oh, yeah. I never tried gas pumping. That's the only thing.
Well, it's quite an experience.
Yeah. Now tell me where we're going to be, and then we can do the show.
Your dress for it. You know, that looks lovely.
Just my little diamonds and Winston playing around.
Are they really? Are those really?
No, I don't wear anything real. You kidding? Yeah, if the day I could give me this, the day I got a trick pelvis. I mean, no.
That was Joan Rivers. That's a good joke. Okay, Chuck Skull's in the house, 10 a.m. Eastern Saturday, the Golden Age of Radio. You want to check that out. Love Chuck Skull and Wacko Network, Tuesdays through Fridays at 9 a.m., all on Blog Talk Radio, along with Betty Jo Tucker. Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday, and you don't want to miss this Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, because she's going to have the rundown of the best films. Movie Attic Headquarters. You can also follow her on Facebook. Okay, where was I going with this? Oh, I heard this little interesting song to Game of Thrones. I can't wait.
Lost. What felt like it all in a game? Every man I've measured got to hurt me before I could ever feel safe. Great for our union. Would you die to and be abusing? Unsure intentions. Are you using? Is it confusing? What are you choosing? Saw me as a queen. Of the greed, would I be what you need? Would it lead to more defeat? Would I just be a notch on your brain? It means I saw love in your eyes, felt the power in between my thighs. A stallion, a dark knight, never lie. Would ride for you or die.
Would ride for you or die. Currently, Wimbersile, what are you doing? Listen, Mo, I like the classics. I'm a very refined guy. Knock, 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 knock. Oh, yeah? What's so refined about you? I love the classics like Lucy and Ricky Ricardo. I also love my friend Nancy Lombardo. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, that's a great idea. When is she on? Right now. And don't be Lady-O, because she'll bust your blues on Blog Talk Radio. Knock, 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 knock.
That was George Benger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in today to Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Thank Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. She's going to list the best films. You don't want to miss that. And, of course, our friend Chuck Skull. Oh, Chuck says a great morning show, 10 a.m. And Saturdays, Eastern Standard Time, the Golden Age Radio. Hilarious stuff. I get a lot done. I just turn it on and keep going. Thank you for tuning in to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. You can get all three of my CDs on CD Baby. Thanks a lot. Stay warm, everybody. Big kiss. Bye-bye.